שלום, אנחנו בשיעור נקרא קטעים נבחרים בנושא העבודה.
Hello, we're going to read selected excerpts on the topic of the work in faith above reason. You can set questions to Sviva Tova, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Of course, we are beginning in the same direction how we acquire faith above reason. That each and every day we have to feel that the Creator seemingly makes room for us. That just as yesterday we had some kind of a grip, some closeness, some connection with Him, even just a little bit. In some way, today that connection becomes farther, as if the Creator who stood in front of us moved away, moved farther. And so now between Him and I there is a greater distance. What do? It is an invitation for us to get closer to Him. But how can we get closer? With faith above reason. What does that mean? I have to attribute my feeling that I have today, as opposed to what I had yesterday, that the additional gap in this feeling and understanding in the reality that I feel in it, the lack of the presence of the Creator, I have to specifically attribute to Him. And this is called the Creator by beating, He is healing. That to the extent that we discover each day remoteness of the Creator, an attitude toward us as if we're unwanted. We have to understand that this is the place that we now have to cover with faith above reason. That specifically this is the place where the Creator is revealed. Well, we will see it from the material we will learn. The main thing is that each day we understand that we have progress, and with this progress we're not discovering in the kli of dat, of knowledge. So we have to discover it, discover Him in a kli of faith above reason, above knowledge. And then we'll see that each day we are getting closer to the Creator correctly. Where are we?
We're reading excerpt number 41 from the Rabash article concerning above reason. One must say, now I see that the real way is actually to go above reason. And the evidence of that is the fact that now I have been rewarded with some illumination from above. It's only because I have taken upon myself to go above reason. This is why I was rewarded with the Creator bringing me a little closer to Him and giving me some awakening from above. And this illumination that he has now received gives him an answer to all the questions. It turns out that this testifies to the above reason. Thus, what should I do now? So I will continue with above reason. There's only to reinforce and start looking for ways to address his work in above reason. It turns out that by that, he did not blemish his faith at all, since he was walking in it before he was rewarded with any illumination from above. Since even now he is not receiving the illumination as a foundation on which to build the structure of his work. Rather, he's taking the illumination as a testimony that he's on the right track, that that it is faith above reason. And only in this form of work does the Creator bring a person closer to Him and gives him room to draw nearer to Him. Since this nearing will not let him fall into the vessels of reception, which are called within reason, since the Creator sees that He is trying to go only above reason.
Meaning, when do we receive this reason, this knowledge? When it is certain that we will go above it, with faith above reason. And then we get more knowledge, the possibility to see from one end of the world to the other opens for us more and more and more. But that's only on condition that from above, from the degree of the upper one, the degree of the Creator, they see that we will go with faith. And not that we will enjoy the revealing of the vessel of reception, the knowledge, or the reason. And we see and understand and feel where we are and what we're doing. Meaning, the kli of faith is an unlimited kli, the vessel. And this is what the Creator wants us to acquire. Let's read it again.
We read it again. From Article 21 concerning above reason. One must say, now I see that the real way is actually to go above reason. And the evidence for that is the fact that now I have been rewarded with some illumination from above, and it's only because I have taken it upon myself to go above reason. This is why I was rewarded with the Creator bringing me a little closer to Him and giving me some awakening from above. And this illumination that He has now received gives Him an answer to all the questions. It turns out that this testifies to the above reason. Thus, what should I do now so I will continue with above reason? There is only to reinforce the heart, to reinforce and to start looking for ways to address His work in above reason. It turns out that by that, it did not blemish His faith at all, since He was walking in it before He was rewarded with any illumination from above. Since even now He is not receiving the illumination as a foundation on which to build the structure of His work. Rather, He is taking the illumination as a testimony that He is on the right track, that He is in faith above reason. And only in this form of work does the Creator bring a person closer to Him and gives him room to draw nearer to Him, since this nearing will not let him fall into the vessels of reception, which are called within reason, since the Creator sees that He is trying to go only above reason.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Quando riceviamo una nuova sensazione
vicino
al Creatore, come possiamo di nuovo reindirizzarla?
We receive the feeling of coming closer to the Creator. When can we aim it towards faith above reason? Where is our work?
In every single situation. In every single situation, we can be in faith above reason. From above, there are no limitations on the force of chasadim, mercies. On bestowal, there is no limitation. There is tzimtzum, restriction, only on the light of chokhmah, on the force of reception, not on the force of bestowal. So saying, when can I bestow? You're not limited from above. That's what I can say. Every single moment in my life, in my existence, in all the states, in all the worlds where I may be, I will always have a way, a possibility to add the force of faith. Perhaps I can't. But from above, there are no limitations. Holland 1.
Reading this excerpt, it appears that the Masach is already in place here. This action of feeling this illumination as a testimony to be justifying the Creator, is this already a clothing for the Or HaSer?
Ken. Ken.
Yes. Yeah, you could say that.
No.
Yeah.
Is there something like a full measure here then? When is the measure full for the clothing? When does the partsuf, like the kli of faith, when does it operate like a mechanism?
When it becomes a clothing for the light of Chokhmah? When the light of Chassidim becomes a clothing for the light of Chokhmah, and then within the faith, the da'at, the knowledge, is clothed and revealed. We already learned this. It's as we learn in the wisdom of Kabbalah, that the light of Chokhmah is revealed inside the light of Chassidim. According to the power of Chassidim, the light of Chokhmah is revealed. Because the light of Chokhmah is everywhere, and there's no problem. We are all in an ocean of light of Chokhmah. So why don't we feel it? Because we don't have light of Chassidim to the extent that we will discover the light of Chassidim. We will discover that we are in the light of Chokhmah. But the yearning has to be specifically for the light of Chassidim. And then, to the extent that we have light of Chassidim, we discover the light of Chokhmah.
Latin 7.
Hola, gracias. Si usted dijo de la carencia por el creador, esta lejanía que
se hace con respecto a nosotros, ¿no? The deficiency for the creator depends on the distance we feel of him from us. How to give it importance, not to fall into despair, or not to fall into indifference. Since when we were together,
we have to understand, this is what I said before the lesson, that the Creator, when He shows us, He is pushing us away, He's moving away from us. By moving away from us, He gives us a place to fill up with light of Chassidim. And this is how we advance. That's the way it is. Now, to beginners who don't feel these things in such a way, they don't feel why they suddenly feel themselves in this or that way, closer, farther, about spirituality. And they feel themselves higher or lower because in them, going higher is not about getting closer to faith, but it's about getting closer to knowledge, to reason, to the earthly knowledge. So they just have to continue. Just like little children, when they work without, they operate without understanding, but because nature compels them. So we have to continue for quite a while by trying and trying and trying until we begin to feel from the sum of knowledge where we are, how we work. It takes a while.
Ita tu. Ita tu.
Essere in azione significa essere al di sopra della ragione? Sono collegate le due cose?
To be in bestow, does that mean to be above reason? Is that the same?
Yes. PT 31.
Rav, you said that in each moment we can go above reason, we should go above reason. Can you explain how in the lesson, the morning lesson, we all go above reason?
No, I can't. First of all, we all go. It's not like one connects to the other. It is all of us connecting to everyone, each one from his own point, into the ten, to the Creator. But all of us together, that's already not by the power of faith.
No.
מה אחריות של כל אחד ללכת מעל הדעת? איך כל אחד מאיתנו צריך לעשות? איזה פעולות הוא צריך לעשות כדי ללכת מעל הדעת? בשיעור.
צריך להשתדל ללכת בעיניים עצומות.
So what should each of us do in order to walk above reason in the lesson? Rav, we each have to work as if we have knowledge already. Now, Ita 4. All right, we have already had Ita 4, so not. Okay, so now we have Hebrew 10.
We speak about this inner light.
Speak more clearly. What's with your microphone? What's the matter with it?
Is it better?
Push it away from your mouth.
No?
This is clear.
The reason that we read about is this inner light according to the wisdom?
It doesn't matter for us now. Inner light, surrounding light, we still don't have it. We don't have a patsuf yet. PT 24.
Above reason is the screen. Question.
Again, something's happening with the sound today. I can't hear clearly.
Above reason, is that really the screen?
Correct. That's it? All right. Kiev 1.
Dear teacher, now I see the friends before me in the lesson. I try to ask for them to reveal, between the mothers, I mean that we reveal the light of Chassadim.
We want the light of Chokhmah to be among all of us, and this is called being in the light of Chassadim, or we want the light of Chassadim to cover us. And this is how we're drawn to it. The light of Chassadim, the force of bestowal. This is all we need. If we cover the will to receive with the light of Chassadim, we will then be able to reveal inside the light of Chassadim, the light of Chokhmah, the Creator. And by this, we bring Him contentment.
When I cover the desire by the light of Chassadim, as you said, does that mean that above the feeling of myself and above my states, I feel the connection with the friends?
Correct.
And the light of Chokhmah, you're speaking of the light of Chokhmah that's revealed there. What is that?
The light of Chokhmah is revealed as bestowal, clear bestowal that we bestow upon each other in the ten and from within the ten to the Creator. Africa.
Rav, we got a question from Kenya. It sometimes happens that we know there is nothing except him, and we still feel the blow. In this state, am I above reason?
No,
we will continue. We are all, I really respect the fact that you want to feel it already, but it's revealed gradually. And when it's revealed, you will recognize it as it is, for what it is. But for now, no. What group is it? Petah Tikva Tel Aviv, what is it?
It's
a point in the heart.
All right, never mind, that's what they call themselves. Fine. How shall I call them?
PTLV.
PTLV.
PTLV, fine.
Good morning, Rav. Roughly. What is that letter of Hasadim that we have to yearn for? How can I call it such that we understand what we yearn for?
We yearn only to be above our vessels of reception, to be in connection with it, between us and from us to the Creator, only in vessels of bestowal. This is called the light of Chassadim.
Zeo, Florida.
That's it, Florida.
Yes, Rav, thank you. In the first paragraph, it says, I'm rewarded with an illumination from above. I was rewarded with the Creator bringing me a little closer to Him and giving me some awakening from above. These three things, are they the same thing? And what is it? What are these three things?
They're not the same thing. We will discover it. I, nonetheless, want to tell you, we are going into a concept that is covering all of reality. Faith above reason, toward us, it's the force of the Creator, the force of bestowal, how we should accept it, how we should relate to it. And therefore, be a little more patient, and I don't recommend bringing it down to this world. Faith above reason is a force that is above all of our reality, and we have to approach it bit by bit. So first of all, we should absorb what is written about it here, how we should relate to it, and gradually we will begin to feel and understand where it is, how it's organized. But it's not like we can, through some sort of math, let's put it this way, many people study the wisdom of Kabbalah. They know what is written in all kinds of books, and they can explain it very nicely, but they're not in spirituality along with it. They're learning it as math, as a science. So as a science, it's written in the study of the Ten Sefirot, in the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, and in other places. This and that is written, and they study it as a science. And there are people who don't relate so much into science. Rather, they want to break into it. They want to know those things by discovering them for themselves, on themselves. So, discovering the spiritual world on themselves, within their feeling, within their perception, not intellectual, but emotional, this is called going to acquire faith above reason.
בסדר.
אוקיי. פוקוס גרופ.
בוקר טוב רב, שאלות מהאינטרנט. חבר מפתח תקווה שואל, איך ניתן...
Questions from the internet. A friend is asking, how can you rise above reason when you receive such a burdening that you can't even open your mouth and ask for correction? There's no ability to learn or to turn to the friends. It appears as if the whole day was a waste.
It's true that the whole day was wasted. If you didn't try with all your might to fill up what you feel as an empty world that is, has nothing, if you don't want to fill it with your force of bestowal, that you want to bestow nonetheless, you want to love nonetheless, to nonetheless relate nicely. Try, and you will suddenly see that the world accepts you. And nothing is wasted away. On the contrary, the Creator, who seemingly left reality, gave you room to fill it up with your force, your power. Try it. Bulgaria 1.
Дорогой Рав,
Dear Rav,
в которой мы живем, это реальность страданий и иллюзий.
The world in which we live, it's a reality of suffering and torments. Are we starting to feel the true one in the ten?
When we work in the ten truly, then we discover in the ten the true world, the upper world. And there is no other world, there is no other reality except what is revealed from within the ten. The whole of the spiritual reality is revealed only in the ten. When in ten sefirot, and in those ten sefirot, we discover all of reality. Chelyabinsk.
Скажите, вот мы выстраиваем внутреннюю свою подготовку и ждем свет Хасадим. Это как
связи с Творцом. Set up our inner preparation for the light of Chasadim. That's seemingly without any contact to the Creator. The Creator is built in this inner work.
То есть получается, что у нас свет, значит, Творца.
Meaning it turns out the light of the Creator, the light of Chokhmah, is something we receive as a result of our interconnection.
Yes. Peter 1.
Товарищ спрашивает, как я знаю, что это мои усилия?
Friend is asking, according to what I know, how can I tell if these are my efforts or an awakening from above?
It doesn't matter if it comes from the Creator without me asking for it, or I asked for it and it came from the Creator. As long as I know how I have to respond correctly.
Turkey 3.
You said that working above reason is masach. Is working above reason a disclosure of masach?
Yes, but for now it's a masach of chasadim when I don't use my will to receive. It's still not that I receive already from the host, and I eat something, but that for the meantime I reject it and I don't want to receive it. Yeah. PT5.
He writes here that he does not receive the illumination as a foundation on which to build his work, but he takes it as a testimony. How do we take the illumination as testimony?
It is not that he continues to work because he received some illumination. Rather, he received this illumination in order to know how to keep working.
How do you do it?
Well, it depends on a person's situation. How do you do it? If you don't care anymore what is revealed to you, but you accept everything as a stage of a new stage in the work, whatever it is, it's just in order to know how to keep working more accurately, but it's certain that you will keep working and you're expecting only a sign how to continue. What do I have to increase the light of faith over now? Greater darkness? Fine. Greater confusion? Fine. And above it, I continue. Just as if I have revelation.
By the illumination you receive as a testimony, what is it?
Ken, vaday. Ein yoter mize, ze lo giluy. Ze adayin rak giluy hachashivut. Galil West.
רב, איזה הרגשה אני צריך לבנות בתוכי כדי להיות
למעלה מהדרך? What kind of feeling do I have to build inside of me to be in faith above reason?
That you're willing to go forward without any support. PT-19.
שלום רב, שאלה בהמשך לעמית.
Follow-up question. To omit the illumination, as Rabash writes, that he takes his testimony that he is following the right path, which is faith above reason, since only in such a work the Creator brings a person closer to him. And the question is how, from taking this illumination as testimony, one can tell he's walking on the right path.
What he receives doesn't throw him out of the work. How should I put it? He continues more and more. Say, look, there are, let's say, you're going to exercise. So it depends. What you pick. You can pick a coach that treats you nicely and constantly praises you and says how successful you are and keep going. Or you can pick such a coach who demands of you and presses and yells at you and is very strict with you. It depends on your ability to work. According to what we see from our experience and what Kabbalists tell us, it turns out that the Creator initially relates to us softly, relatively, and then more and more strictly. If you noticed, I'm like that too. And it's not because I do it on purpose. It's because this is the way, it's the nature of things. I too relate more and more strictly, and I am tougher with the veterans and softer with beginners. So that's how it happens to us. Those who understand it, understand correctly in advance. Who did we not have yet? Rechovot.
Rav, what is the difference between working faith above reason, when there is an illumination, and above reason if there's already faith.
Faith is the force of bestowal when a person is with his force above his ego, and then he, through the force of faith, he can continue toward receiving in order to bestow, toward the revelation. But for him, the revealing is only as an ability to bestow. He doesn't accept this revelation in the vessels of reception, but in the vessels of bestowal. It's impossible otherwise.
Can you say that above reason, when you have faith, is the purification of the screen?
No, I don't want to get into that. You don't know what you're asking. When there's faith and the purification of the Masach, you're just throwing words. Jerusalem.
How do I take an empty place that I reveal and I bestow through it?
Again?
How, when I discover an empty place where the Creator disappeared from it, as you said, how through that place I can bestow, I can fill it with faith?
Well, first of all, it's not you who fill it with the light of faith, it's the Creator who fills it. And what do? You try in all the places, in all the desires, in all the states where you feel that you have a lack of perception, lack of feeling, lack of joy, that you discover there a dark state. You try in all those states to behave as if it is revealed to you. And then you will gradually begin to discover that these states, these desires, are filled with the light of Chasadim.
Ashkelon.
Ashkelon.
Exertion that comes to full portion, full measure. The light separates the point in the heart and makes it into a screen, or gives it a screen?
Yes. Yes.
Baltia.
Baltia.
What role in attaining faith above reason, what role does the inner connection between the teacher and the student play?
Well, you don't know this. You don't know this. It's like a little boy. Can he understand what he has in the connection between him and his mother? How much it helps him? Advances him. All those things are hidden. But it's good that you're asking. Except I can't answer you. I can't give you an answer. Because they are in one system, the student and the teacher, and all of us are in one system. And the teacher, both through the students and through the Creator, he can influence this whole situation to the extent that he belongs to it. But he is a teacher, so he can bestow and influence it. The student can only picture it to himself intellectually, that there is such a thing. He still doesn't activate or operate the system. He can't awaken it. He can't work in it. But it's good that he's picturing it. It's good that he pictures it.
Moscow 7.
In the middle of the article, Rabash asks a question. what to do, what should I do to continue with faith above reason?
I don't understand. Say it.
And then he answers, to collect the force of your will and work above reason.
A person has to go in states where nothing shines for him, as if it does shine. Just go like that. Moscow 4.
Скажите, а что значит вести себя как будто бы я нахожусь в раскрытии?
What does it mean to behave as if I'm in a state of revelation?
It is exactly what happens, that in all those states where I am not feeling the Creator, feeling the reality that connects us all together and with the Creator, I still have to behave as if, and I know it's make-believe, I don't fool myself, as if I'm in a revealed reality where there is a connection between all the people in the world and the Creator together, and all of us are connected together. If I relate to reality in this way, it is correct, it is true. And everything else is the concealment that works on me, and I want to work above the concealment.
No.
Question from the friend. With what intention should a person try to be in faith above reason?
When he wants to remain in the dark from above, and he is going in this darkness with the light of faith, meaning the light of bestowal, with his eyes shut, above all the disturbances and problems, and this is how he wants to continue. He doesn't demand anything else for his part, only to be in the power of faith above all the problems, all the knowledge that is revealed. This is what he wants to happen. This is called being in the force of Bina.
Kharkov.
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 Is it correct to perceive, to feel your state at the beginning of coming out of yourself in such a way that through my effort I feel my field of view from the friends to the Creator? I don't need to be there. I add the prayer and I feel the Creator.
Correct. That's exactly what you have to do. Great. Excellent. United VG3.
It says that the Creator gives room to come close to Him. Is that room, that place, the 10?
It's the 10. A place for the revelation of the Creator. Ita 1.
Che funzione ha la decina in questo lavoro di aggiunta?
What is the role of the 10 in adding to this work?
The 10 isn't an addition to man's work. If there is no 10 in man's work, then there is no man's work. One person, as much as he may exert, doesn't do anything by it. It's only preparation for preparation.
P.T. Young.
P.T. Young. It sounds like going above reason is really erasing reason.
No, it's not erasing the reason. It's to walk in a state that reason disappears because you have to rise to the next degree, and before that you have to acquire the force of faith. And then you receive a revelation of the new reason. According to the force of faith that you've acquired. First, Lalef Chasadim, then Lalef Chochma. Ita 3.
Buongiorno, io volevo chiedere questo. Ma noi al di sopra della ragione andremo fino al Gimmat Tikkun? Dobbiamo stare sempre al di sopra della ragione o un giorno si uniranno le due cose?
If you wish to reach adhesion with the Creator and discover the Creator, you have to be in the force that's above your reception, and that's called faith above reason. Only in this way. And only this state exists in an eternal form. It's never cancelled. That's it. We finished with all these questions. Maybe another excerpt.
Excerpt number 42. Bala Sulam, Shamati 207, receiving in order to bestow. It is only because he had had prior preparation by taking upon himself the above reason. This means that through engagement in dvikut, adhesion, he attached himself to the root. By this, he was awarded reason, meaning that the reason he has obtained by the discernment of faith was a true revelation. It follows that he appreciates primarily the above reason and also appreciates the reason that he has now been rewarded with the revelation of his names to extend abundance. This is why now he should strengthen further through reason and take upon himself a greater above reason, as dvikut in the root occurs primarily through faith. And this is the whole purpose. This is called reception. The reason he extended in order to bestow, and by which he will be able to take upon himself faith above reason to the greatest extent in quantity and quality.
Beautiful, again. It answers many questions that you've just asked.
Again, it is only because he had had prior preparation by taking upon himself the above reason. This means that through engagement in dvikut, he attached himself at the root. By this, he was awarded reason, meaning that the reason he has obtained by the discernment of faith was a true revelation. It follows that he appreciates primarily the above reason and also appreciates the reason that he is now being rewarded with the revelation of his names to extend abundance. This is why now he should strengthen further through reason and take upon himself a greater above reason, as dvikut in the root occurs primarily through faith. And this is his whole purpose. This is called reception. The reason he extended in order to bestow, and by which he will be able to take upon himself faith above reason to the greatest extent and in quantity and quality.
Shilot.
Questions?
Kiev.
Да, то, что он пишет здесь про раскрытие имен Творца, это получается...
Yeah, what he writes here for the revelation of the Creator for us, we reveal the Creator against our will?
No, there's a great mitzvah, great commandment, and great joy for the Creator if you discover Him, because His wish is to be discovered. That's His desire, to reveal Himself to the created beings, for them to enjoy Him. So, to the extent that they are in the quality of bestowal, in equivalence of form with the Creator, meaning in faith above reason, above the ego, and bestowal above the ego, this is called faith above reason, then they can be resemble the host a bit more and feel what the host feels towards them. This is called the revelation of the attitude of the creature to of the Creator to the creatures, the revelation of His names to the created beings.
Here, writes that it happens within reason, and we're trying to do it.
This is the knowledge that comes to us since we've acquired beforehand the soul of Binah, bestowal. So in it, the light of Chochmah is revealed, the light of knowledge, of knowing.
And then I still choose to be in faith above reason?
Whenever there's an opportunity before me for revelation, in each and every state, I first approach it in faith above reason, the force of bestowal. And then, with the force of bestowal that I used to acquire this place, I also reveal in it a place for the light of Chokhmah, the light of knowing.
Is it a proof, a testimony you talked about, that a person waits for in order to continue the work?
Asiya.
The reason is for it to unite and give contentment to the Creator. And we all come to that in reason. What is the next step? How we go above reason? What is that work in the 10 above reason if we the reason is to give contentment to the Creator?
Above reason means above our ego. To discover the force of bestowal, meaning to fill everything with this attitude from me in bestowal, chasadim, and later, according to the size of my bestowal, a size of chasadim, I can also fill them with the light of chokhmah. This is the revelation of the Creator to the created being. Okay? Alec.
Киев 2.
Каббалист, который идет в вере высших знаний.
A Kabbalist who goes in with faith above reason, does he use the simple, regular, ordinary memory? It's hard for me to forget sometimes what a friend did to me.
Of course, Kabbalist has both. But he uses both the memory of this world and the spiritual memory only according to his need to go in faith above reason, meaning the extent to which it helps him acquire vessels of bestowal.
Raz has a problem with the microphone. He's asking how, instead of desiring mercy, he doesn't need anything else. So how, in that state, can he go above reason?
Again?
How, in a state of chafetz chesed, desiring mercy, when he doesn't need anything for himself, how then is it possible to rise above reason?
When he needs nothing for himself, it's seemingly a beautiful state in and of itself. But for the group, the Creator, if he's doing it for them, then by that he can ascend. PT 29.
Is the preparation to justify lights from the Creator?
Again?
Preparation? Is it to justify the lights from the Creator?
Preparation, yeah, we can say that. PT7.
He writes in the excerpt, Dvekut with a root twice. What is Dvekut? Adhesion with a root.
When I perform a restriction over myself, I don't take into consideration any of my feelings and intellect, but only the point of adhesion in the root. Like a drop of semen inside the womb. Not only this I'm after. I have nothing from my big will to receive, the corrupted desire, not in my intellect, not in my feelings, I have nothing. I restrict myself down to the point where I don't want to use them. And then all that's left of me is the point of my root, that root point the Creator had created, and in this root point, I begin to grow inside the spiritual womb, like the drop of semen from which the embryo begins to develop.
USA Northwest.
USA Northeast.
Yes, Rav. Can we call this a burnt offering to the Creator?
Atza'a l'boreh. Ken, vaday.
Yes.
Be'er Sheva.
Be'er Sheva.
How come when you reject the light of Chokhmah, you reveal it? What is this rejection?
Again and clearer.
What's that?
No. What about your microphone?
It's not working?
If it works like this, then I can't hear.
Can you hear me now?
No. Fix the mic. We'll see you tomorrow.
Good morning. It sounds like technically it is something easy, simple, to go into faith above reason. But emotionally, when you try to do what we're talking about,
of course, guys, you have no clue where you are. This is the most difficult point, the most confused, confusing, vague, unclear. You have to pound more and more into this point. It's like you're trying to go through a wall. Truly a wall. It's a screen, it's a barrier between us, between this world and the spiritual world. And you have to penetrate it. Penetrate that wall. That's what we're doing right now. Hence, we need to pound against that wall more and more. And gradually hear what the friends are asking, what I'm answering, and then another accept and another. And that's how we're going to break through it. This is the most important point and the most difficult point. Keep going.
Is this exactly the place that requires correction, the place that disrupts us from going into faith above reason?
It's not the place, meaning it requires your correct attitude. The problem is, in spirituality in general, actions are not difficult. Rather, it's difficult for us to understand what they want from us, like a baby. He looks like that. He doesn't know what you want from him. He doesn't understand that. That's the whole problem. So here, we need to read more and more and read between the lines until we discover, because vessels are created in us. And in this way, we discover this force of love. Of faith, I'm sorry. You know how many people come into that? Well, today you see it's thousands who wish to enter and will enter. But it was always a select few.
Tel Aviv 1. Thank you very much. Hello, Av. What change in the reason does he go through until he receives in order to bestow?
Until he decides that he cares about, because nothing about the state he's in. Imagine, I don't care where I am at. What am I thinking? I don't care. What can be in a moment? I don't care. What do people think of me and all of humanity? I don't care. Nothing is important. Nothing at all. From above, down, from right to left, whatever you say. For me, and I feel it, I'm very sensitive to it, I suddenly begin to think, what will everyone say? What will people's opinions be of me? How people will relate to me? What will they say? What will it be? I'm very sensitive to that. And together with that, I perform a restriction over it. Nothing. This doesn't belong to me. There is a different importance, the Creator. And whatever He does to me, whatever He did to me, also this reality where everyone seemingly clothes on me and they are opposite me, He does everything. But I do those things. Restriction. Nothing. All that's important is my attitude to the Creator. That whatever you do is all good who does good. And that's really the actions, that through overcoming. And in this action with the 10, we break through the barrier.
PT2. Yeah, it was said before that we have to go as if we have reason, but we don't have it. It's like we don't feel. And it's as if we feel. We act it out. In the last excerpt we read, he talks about how he appreciates the above reason, but also the reason. What's the work with the reason?
I feel such disturbances that I have. I don't throw them out. I don't erase them. I get like a tranquilizer and don't feel anything. Rather, I'm going through problems. I'm impressed by everyone who's maybe mistreating me, and also by myself. What do I do? All those things I feel. A person becomes very sensitive, but together with that, becomes more vicious. He does things that he disagrees with, but he does them. And in this way, he constantly goes and goes. And he who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater until the full portion is met. The Creator raises his ego and he tries to be above it, nevertheless, in faith above reason. Haver.
The feeling is that the prayer is the only thing that can help us get to faith above reason. So, is it permitted to pray for myself to get to faith above reason?
Only out of the action. If you pray without an action, it's almost ineffective. You have to pray from the effort that you make, and then you pray for this effort to succeed. Otherwise, it works in a vacuum. The second thing is the prayer of many. That helps. If you draw all the friends to that, and you're going through such states that require faith above reason, then it's beneficial.
Creating a common prayer of the 10 to get to above reason?
Yes. Kazakhstan.
Thank you, Av. Av, you know, there are situations when I can't even pray. but I can see what's happening with me. When I come out of that state, I regret that I didn't pray. What do you do in these states?
Whatever you find. It's hard for me to say. I don't want to say, because you have to search for this. You have to learn how to work with the Creator face to face. So gradually you come to it.
Is the feeling of testimony and signing a covenant on the basis of spiritual work?
What's up with the microphones today? Again.
Does the feeling of testimony, is it signing a covenant on the basis of spiritual work?
Yes.
Shalom, Rav.
Hello, Rav. Two questions, please.
My first question is, what do you do when you feel that the Ratzon Lekabel, when you feel it like something disgusting?
Most of our revelations are in seeing that the will to receive that is revealed is something repulsive because it's disgusting. I don't want it to be revealed. But it is revealed and gradually it comes to a state where I receive it and I realize it. And that's how we need to learn from him, how he works on us.
Sochi. My second question is, Rav, what is the difference between the force of love and the force of emuna?
The force of faith is chasadim, and the force of love is chokhmah. The force of faith is the correction of the vessels, and the force of faith is only the preparation of the vessels.
You said that in the process of advancement, the person becomes more sensitive and more vicious. Toward what is he more vicious or crueler? Does it happen by itself? Does he control this process?
This process is not in our control. It's like the students of Rabbi Shimon who wanted to kill one another. You can see sometimes on me how I get mad at someone. It was Shaul a few days ago, right? PT9. And to this day, I regret that I just clothed on him like that. And on the other hand, if he's going to tell me the same thing again, I will yell at him again. Meaning, the more we advance, we become more vicious. The will to receive grows, becomes bigger. There's nothing you can do about it. Meaning, it goes both ways. It's a known thing among the Kabbalists and the students of Rabbi Shimon. And those are special cases, but nevertheless, such things are revealed. The question is how they are revealed and what context. But you have to get used to it and understand the others. And whether you understand them or not, the Creator arranges it so everything is going towards the correction of the vessels.
But a person feels,
whatever is revealed is revealed. Also, when you want to ask for your forgiveness from someone, on the other hand, I am certain that if he's my friend, he understands me, and he's also going through such things. Maybe not exactly, because he didn't rise above his intelligent upbringing, but it will be like this. You'll see people like Shaul. You see, I'm picking on him again. when you see him erupting on someone, you see this is time for great corrections. But don't wait for people who are well-mannered, people like Shaul, like David, other such people. It's not going to do them any good. They're going to reach a level of viciousness more than everyone. But it's a good sign.
So we should be happy about this viciousness or cruelty that's revealed?
You have to rejoice about the revelation of evil, and we can correct it. So one time, you don't correct it because you have to get stuck at something that hinders you on the path, and then later you correct it.
And the opposite quality you talked about, the sensitivity that develops more and more, is that also toward the friends?
The feeling is revealed, it develops both in the direction of the good things and the bad things, both to the state itself, where you get stuck, and also how you overcome it. It's all one feeling. PT 18.
Good morning, teacher and everyone. Teacher, is about dissemination and cruelty, what you talked about. The minute let's say that a friend, because of his stinking pride, he doesn't make concessions and he decides to damage the dissemination, and as much as you try to reconcile, you see that it's hopeless. What are you going to do?
So let him, leave him. If he's harming not you, but the dissemination, not you personally, but the ten, or a certain action we're all doing together, then he has no place among you. Give him a warning, and then you should let him go.
Is there a way to help such friends?
Talk to him, each one of the friends, and all of you together, but gently, because he's probably still in state of pride. They can't make any concessions, and if he will see that you're attacking him, he won't be able to concede that his ego will not let him. These are the little games the Creator is playing with you. But try. But if he is harming dissemination in such a way that we all agree he is harming it, then he has no place among us. We have to remove him. Moscow 3.
Учитель. После каждого утреннего урока на итогах.
Teacher, after every morning lesson, our whole ten puts together one prayer for the whole day. Even though every lesson is different, and every day we have a different messenger of the public shots, for the past 2 weeks we've had the same prayer every day. Is this okay or is it a flaw?
It might be the correct thing on the one hand. On the other hand, if there's no change with each passing day, no addition, that's interesting. Send me that text.
I mean, inside, when we discuss the prayer in a discussion, there are big changes, new feelings, but when we phrase it into words, it's always the same prayer. The Creator and joy connect us into one kli of bestowal and love, and through us give light to all of humanity. It's always this prayer. Is this okay?
It's not only normal, it's a complete plea from the ten that thinks together and the Creator, and to the Creator who is unifying them, and from his life's origin, source, he bestows to all of reality. It's all correct. The question is if each and everyone agrees with it personally. But okay, that's good. It's a good example for everyone.
Mach VG3.
Mach VG3.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Можно ли проверить?
Hello, Raf. Is it possible to check the friend's intention if I see that his actions lead to breaking in the ten?
You need to consult with the whole ten, and if everyone feels that says that this is so, you have to do something in order to remove him. Yeah. All the rest were more or less asked. I can do another round of questions. Did we have Chelyabinsk? We had. Where are we, Moshe?
Excerpt 43.
Okay. Let it go. Let's go to the next part of the lesson and the song.
Let us spread this light. Shemati, Shemati. We must all unite.
The world is changing, it's changing fast. Economy is crashing. We can't figure out, we don't ask why. Nature is talking. It speaks to us, but we don't hear a word. It's a global connection. Its next blow will be much worse. Let's reveal the message. Shamati, Shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, Shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, Shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, Shamati, we must all unite. Chasing pleasures all our lives. What is the purpose? No satisfaction on to the next. You tell me, is it worth it? What we long is to be loved, because we're all connected. So let us join our hearts as one. We'll never feel rejected. Shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, Shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, Shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, Shamati, let us all unite. La la. Shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, Shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, Shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, Shamati, let us all unite.